Joining us on the phone, before we get back to your calls, is a guy Marjorie and I both know who has suffered far more tragedy in his life than anybody should. And he was at the finish line yesterday at the marathon. He'll tell us about his story. Carlos Arredondo. Carlos, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Carlos. Can you tell our listeners, Carlos, why were you at the marathon yesterday?
Well, yesterday we was welcoming the National Guard, who was running on behalf of my son, and we was in the finish line.
And when you lost your son, Alexander, in Iraq in 2004, I believe. You also lost your second son 2 years ago. And so you were there. The National Guard was honoring your son, Alex?
Exactly. And also another lady from the Samaritans was running for Remember Brian on homicide prevention.
Yes.
So, Carlos, what happened? I know your intentions were there. Obviously, to participate in the honoring of your two sons, it appears. But then what happened? How close were you to the blast? And we've all seen photographs and video of you. What did you then do?
The American Red Cross, you know, I have the need, the responsibility to participate, helping out in the best I could. And being there across the street from where the first bomb exploded, you know, was a responsibility to all help the others, you know, very humane way.
And with the way you help, I think most of us have seen the photograph. If you haven't, you should, of you walking alongside a man who's in a wheelchair, who appears to be in shock, who appears to have lost part of one leg. And what are you doing? Are you trying to tie some tourniquet around his leg? Are you trying to calm him? What were you doing, Carlos?
Well, in the beginning, when I first jumped the fence and I landed in a puddle of blood, you know, I saw a terrifying things, you know, but I'm pretty much concentrating and moving the fence, you know, at the time to get the first aid in, you know, the responders. And I am pretty much went back to help this young man. Even though was other people hurt in the ground, I only was working in one person, trying to help him out. He lost his both legs, his limbs, and I talked to him. I gave him some comfort. They let him know the help was on the way, the he's okay. And after that, you pretty much another Samaritan person, another first respond who came to help me out to stop the...
Oops.
After that, you know, we moved this person very quickly into the ambulance.
And we all saw the picture, Carlos, and if listeners haven't seen it, they can certainly Google it, Carlos Arredondo. You were standing, your clothing and an American flag that you had in your hand were covered in blood.
Yeah, when I first jumped the second barrier where the scene or the explosion took apart, I dropped my American flag in the floor, and I ended up picking it up moments later, you know, and put in my pocket. I still have that flag and was very emotional, the whole thing, very traumatic.
Carlos, thank you very much for calling us today, and thank you for your heroism yesterday, because that's what it was. We saw you pushing the wheelchair. We saw you holding the legs of the man who had lost them below the knee. Thank you very much.
Carlos, it's good to speak to you.
Thank you, both of you.
You know, we both know Carlos for quite a while. And, you know, the image of – we first met him after his son was killed in Iraq in 2004. And he essentially re-entered a war zone yesterday,
well,
9 years after his son's life was taken in a war zone.
For people don't know the story of Carlos, who lives in Jamaica Plain with his wife, Melita, his son was killed in 2004 when the military men came to tell him that his son had been killed. He went into his van and set the van and himself on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He was rescued, and then he drove the van all around the country to protest the war in Iraq with his son's pictures on the side of the van.
They have been relentless peace activists. They have.
On the side of the van. On Memorial Day, he and his wife go down and they place flags on every single grave all around the city of Boston. And as I said, he lost his second son in 2011. And there he was yesterday at the Boston Marathon trying to help people, in this case, a man who had lost his legs.
Really?